Join us this Saturday for an all-new episode of The Athletic NBA Show, Saturday Slammin' Jam, hosted by me, Andrew Schlecht. I'll be joined by my co-hosts Alex Spears and many of the Athletic beat writers that you know and love. We will recap the week of the NBA, play some NBA trivia, and just overall talk about the league that we love most. So while you're flipping your flapjacks, tending to your yard, or just sipping your coffee on Saturday morning, listen to Saturday Slammin' Jam on The Athletic NBA Show.
Welcome to The Athletic NBA Show,
Monday through Friday,
on The Athletic Podcast Network.
Bruh. New York strip steak?
Ooh. This is the Basketball Buds.
Braised beef short ribs? Dang!
With Zach Harper and your favorite Athletic writers.
Get mad at me, bro. I'm gone.
They were lucky that wasn't turned over. Anthony Edwards! That time, he does finish! With the exclamation point! I mean, that is absolutely filthy. Put that on a poster.
Welcome to the Basket Buds edition of the Athletic NBA Show podcast on the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm Zach Harper, Trevon Edwards, Wozni Lambre, Dave DeFore, Jay King are here. Jade Hoy is producing. And guys, we have all-star starters named. We have all-star reserves coming up this week. So I thought, what a way to get ahead of the story by doing something that nobody has ever done on the internet. We're going to give our picks for who we think should be the reserves. Huh? How about that? I don't think anyone's ever done it.
Wow, we're going to do a show about snubs? Who's done that
pre-snubs
before?
I haven't seen that. We're pre-snubbing people, oh. Laws. Right?
Nice.
Thursday night they come out, right? That sounds right to me. I guess it's not that long until the All-Star Weekend, which is going to be March 7th, and we're going to have the dunk contest at halftime, which is still just, if you want to make the second half of the All-Star game completely unwatchable, you have a dunk contest at halftime, which will take up at least an hour, at least, right? Like, Waz, there's got to be a smarter way to. Why have the 3-point contest and the skills competition before and then be like, dunk contest, halftime, be there? Who's going to do that?
Nah, I'm actually into just the general chaos of this haphazard Atlanta All-Star Weekend, where Commissioner Silver is making joint public statements with Atlanta's mayor saying that this is a TV product. Do not have parties in celebration of this All-Star Weekend. It's like when your parents go on vacation for 2 weeks and they say, no parties at the house, kids. And it's like, yeah, for sure, mom, for sure, dad. And then the next thing you know is Project X. So I'm just amused by the whole
thing.
Shout
out to Project X, man. That was a great movie, bro.
That was underrated. Surprisingly good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was. It looked like it was going to be pure hack, but then it ended up being a good movie.
Yeah, I'm in on Project X. That's a good call. Not a good call. Dunk contest at halftime. That's just going to make.
It's going to be weird anyway.
Right. Oh, it's going to be super weird, Dave. But here's what I was thinking. I was thinking what they should do is kind of designate guys like you can be a first half all-star, you can be a second half all-star, right?
Ooh,
so the
okay.
First half all-star benefit is that you get to like not worry about a long delay at halftime with a dunk contest and then maybe being cold in the second half or whatever. But the issue is if you play in the first half, one, you're unlikely to win MVP, I would say.
Right.
Right? Because we're probably going to use that for the second half, especially if it's a close game and someone plays hero. And if someone gets hurt in the second half, guess who's got to get back out there?
Ooh, that's – well, right? You know – here's an idea. Since we're just going to get weird, let's get really weird. Why don't we expand the teams, 20 guys per side. You have to pick 5 guys. They only get to play 1 quarter, and then they're done. And then you just incorporate everyone who's going to be in the 3-point contest and the dunk contest, and then you don't need any extra bodies. It's going to be great. Everybody will love it.
You're advocating for 20 all-stars on each team?
Sure. Why not?
40 all-stars.
I mean, if you're going to have a super spreader event,
you
like,
get
an all-star. Really
you get an all-star.
To Monte
you
Morris,
get an all-star.
All-star point guard.
Shouts to Oprah.
Like, let's really Oprah spread Winfrey, bro. This thing if we're going to spread it.
Let's get crazy.
Look, I mean, in a weekend where we're trying to make sure it's not a super spreader event, I do like the phrase, if we're going to spread something, let's spread it. I mean,
look, this reeks of, I only have the gym for X amount of time, and we got to get everything in. They're going to, the three-point contest is pregame, right?
Yeah, three-point and skills competition are pregame.
Uh-huh, yeah. So that'll just be the guys warming up for the game. They play the game, right, and then they come out for warm-ups, but it's a warm-up dunk contest, and then we get back to the game, and then everybody goes home. Beautiful. 4 or 5 hours, no problem.
4 or 5 hours.
This is going to be the longest concert ever. This is going to be a concert, bro.
It's like, just going to be Pitbull for doing, 5 hours. Bro?
The fact that you get an intro before the game and then at halftime you get a dunk contest and what, 3 point?
Yeah. No, three points before, yeah.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the room here and the fact that LeBron James needs to step up for the league and be in the dunk contest?
Oh, now? No.
Why? What is he going to do?
I'm kidding. What if nobody shows up? What if none of these guys want to go?
I mean, you just need four guys, right? You just need four. But Dave, and so maybe you stuff the ballot
all that
by
shit's cap.
Oh, it's just it's pandering. Is that what
it's
you're saying?
Cap? They going. Listen, that was cool. That was cute. Saying I don't know why we're having a game. They're gonna be there. They're gonna play. It's about why. And at this point, if I'm LeBron, I'm 36. He gonna have to put the what's those things where he slide his legs in to warm up. He gonna be in that while watching the dunk contest, just to keep his legs
pretty
warm.
Pretty sure he's gonna be wearing copper band for the dunk contest.
Yes, dog. It's gonna be something crazy. But like asking LeBron to be in a dunk contest, why? He can't do any crazy dunks, bro. He just jump high. That's it.
Cock back with the right hand.
I don't know why people was even bored. He didn't jump that high. Yeah.
Huh? Wait, hold on. We've all seen the dunk so far this year. He jumps high still. Don't say he doesn't even jump that high.
He jumps high, but like he's not jumping high in an OB topping.
But he's not a like creative dunker.
What a random name to throw out there. Hold on.
Knicks are back. Knicks are back, Zach. Knicks are back.
Wait, can you say that without bleeping it? Obi Toppin is a very controversial name.
You heard it here first.
A very controversial name.
You heard it here first. LeBron James can't fuck with Obi Toppin on the dunk tip. Boom, exploded, Jade. Exploded.
Drop the bombs, flex bombs. Yo, but nah, like, no, for real though. Let's be honest. LeBron don't have that Zach LaVine, that Aaron Gordon in his back.
No.
He jump high. He dunk hard. Damn great player. One of the GOATs. But what are we asking for LeBron to do? He lied in whatever year that was. And I'm glad he lied because it wouldn't have been great. Kobe won in 97 and that was the worst dunk contest ever.
Yeah. Well, Jones.
They didn't
bad.
Even have a listen, Dante they didn't Jones. Have a dunk contest the next year, so that lets you know how bad it was.
And the only reason they brought it back is they're like, this Vince Carter kid can jump. We should do that. We should do that again.
Right. Zach, I'm with this part. Stop letting superstars be in the dunk contest. I'm all for the role players that just jump crazy.
Yes.
Even Zion?
I'm okay with, but the thing is, it's like, all right, yes, Zion's playing well and cool, but I don't think he's at LeBron level yet for me to be like, all right, you ain't got to do anything.
Oh, you're too good.
No. I'm saying Zion is a star. Like, he's popular.
But he's not a star on the court.
He's popular. He's a star, but he's not in the same tier as LeBron.
No, he's not. No. Of course not.
You feel me? Yeah. So if you're in your first 3 years of the league, I think you don't have that opt-out yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, get it out the way, and never do it again.
I'm gonna absolve LeBron here. LeBron never lied to us. He said he's preliminarily putting his name in the ring. Right? He never said I'm doing it. He essentially said I'll think about it. Like, I'm leaning towards it. He never said sign me up, etch it in stone. I'm in the dunk contest. Just said it was a preliminary thought. He got caught up in the hype of the night and like just like, all right, we got to bring this dunk contest into the, you know, the good graces of everyone. Make sure it's an event again. And he got a little caught up. And then, you know, he thought better of it the next day. And probably after that, whenever the league office said like, hey, LeBron, you really want to be the dunk contest? He just let it go to voicemail. just left it on red. Like, I think that's what happened.
It's called a tease. Hey,
he had too many Sprites.
He had too many Sprites and something, yes. 100%.
He had too many Sprites, bro, at that particular time. You know how the Sprites hit the brain molecules and stuff
they
like
do,
that.
They do mess with that.
He had some Spike Sprites, and at that time, he was feeling it. Cheryl Miller was up there, and everybody was asking the question. And, you know, he got caught in the moment, but, you know, we gonna Men in Black that.
Shout out to Lion, though, on national TV. I love that. I'm a fan of Lion, though. I'm a fan of, like, somebody just coming out and blatantly
it's
lying.
It's like
to
using
us.
Twitter, though, by the way. Zero accountability. Right. No one haggled LeBron after that.
Right.
And I'm fine with it. We didn't care.
No, we're fine. We survived. Look at that. We had a couple of amazing gun contests.
So who do you guys want to see in the contest this year? I mean, obviously, the Derrick Jones.
Obviously.
For sure. Derrick Jones, Zion. I mean, I want to see Zach Levine and Aaron Gordon.
I want to see Zion for sure. Obi Toppin definitely needs to be in there.
I'm rocking with Obi Toppin. If Aaron Gordon really wanted to do it, Zach Levine's done. Zach Levine's done, but I think Zach Levine, if he makes the All-Star team,
I think if he makes
All-Star,
he'll do it.
He better make the All-Star team this year.
Well, that's so. All right. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you mentioned that. As we go through these All-Star rosters, maybe we can extract some of those guys for the dunk contest and talk about that. But we do know that Steph, Luka, LeBron, Jokic, and Kawhi are in the West. And we know that Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, Giannis, Embiid, and KD are in the East. And so I'm going to throw out who I think is a lock to be a reserve. And if you guys disagree, then go ahead and disagree, and we can kick that around. But in the West, Dame is a lock, right?
Yep, absolutely
lock.
Yes,
lock. Yeah.
Anthony Davis is a lock, and then will be replaced.
Lock.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Paul George is a lock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Rudy Gobert.
I think he's a lock.
I think so too.
I got him in. I got him in as a lock.
If you
I got him in as a lock,
you got the best
he
record.
Shouldn't
in the
be
West.
A lock because it's the All Star game and nobody right. wants to watch Rudy Gobert play in that.
But
game.
It's not about who set wants a to watch him. Though. He might set a record for screen assist in an All Star game. For all we know, right?
Right. But
Jazz might. Get two in for sure.
He's deserving of an All-Star slot for sure. There's no doubt about it. But, like, did you guys enjoy that time Jamal McGlure was in the All-Star?
I mean, I hope you guys want to watch Anthony Edwards, Danny Green, and Josh Hart run around all day. If it's just guys I want to watch, you know.
No. Dude, I loved it when Brad Miller was in it.
Yeah, it was sick.
I think it was a two-timer. I think he made it twice.
My two favorite years, man.
Wow. Okay, so if Rudy's a lock, are we saying Donovan Mitchell's a lock?
He's a lock for sure.
Yeah.
I think yes. he's to in me, over Rudy.
He's
a lock.
Yeah.
Yes. He's in he gets in he definitely moonwalks in so before Rudy. Sure.
I want to know you guys, if you have to pick one Jazz player, not based on who we want to actually see watch play in the All-Star game, but like who is the most deserving Jazz to be on the All-Star team?
Donovan.
Are you Rudy or Donovan?
I would say Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan.
It's tough, though. It's tough.
Good plan, bro.
Well, because Donovan's not like putting up 30 is what I'm saying.
Wait,
right?
Would you say
like,
Day
he's
DeFore?
Putting up like, he's putting up like 24. He is having a great season.
Day DeFore, you said it's tough?
I said it's tough, yeah. I'm saying if you're just saying go.
It's kind of tough. Quit playing, man. Quit playing. Quit playing, bro. Are you trying to keep the Jazz fans
pick
on your
one,
side?
It's tough. I think both of those guys
it's
should get in.
It's kind
of
tough, Trey. I understand what he's saying. He's saying basically
cool.
The guy is defensive player of the year mm-hmm. level again.
Right.
And as annoying as it sounds, his screening
he
and
don't
rolling
got no
really hard
shooter.
Over
quit
and over
playing with
is
me,
how
Wos.
They get their
second
offense
thing
started.
Can't be screening and rolling, okay?
Wos, I ain't trying to hear that. Wos, I'm not trying to hear that, bro. He ain't got no signature shoe, no star power. Quit playing with me. He not leading the team.
His
he
numbers
not
are really
in the fourth.
Good.
Yeah. 14, quit playing.
14.3 rebounds, 2.7
I don't
blocks.
Care. I don't care. He don't have no shoe. He ain't been there. Quit playing.
Hold on. We don't know what kind of
run saying, skills he has. All I'm saying, Zach, all I'm saying, because you said the second they can't be screen and roll, but that's how their offense starts. It's like, that's the action that starts the whole freaking chain reaction, man. It's like him setting great screens and rolling really and being a threat.
Look at us trying to turn Salt Lake City upside down.
I think Rudy is a lock to make it, right? But at the same time,
no, he's definitely a lock to make it.
You can't tell me that offense wouldn't still be humming with Derek Favors setting the screens at, like, it's set. Yeah, if you're saying it starts with a screen, what, like, any big guy humming, can set a screen.
It's humming with Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench when Donovan Mitchell
isn't
out
playing,
there.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, quit
it's
playing.
Tough. They've got a lot of people playing really good basketball. It'd be hard. Hey,
we listen, just made such a dumb debate out of nothing, and I love it.
Yep.
We're
now pitting the Jazz against each other.
That was Wass.
Jay King, they the Hawks, bro. Jay King, they the Hawks. So four people got to go.
Well, it's crazy because we had Sarah Todd on Hoops Adjacent, and you know I had to ask if Rudy and Donovan Mitchell was still beefing.
It's messy,
said,
bro.
You know what? They're winning, and it wasn't that serious to begin with. So I believe in her reporting and her ability to be
I've heard
in.
It was very serious for a while, but it's not anymore. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not a deal anymore.
That's good.
But it was very
That's
serious.
Good. Everybody got paid, man. Like, what's there to cry about at this point?
Well, at the time, it was, yo, you may have given me coronavirus.
You gave America COVID.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Like, a month into, like, this thing really hitting the country, we're like, we don't know what the fuck's going on. So I think that was the issue at the time. Okay, so we have... If we're saying two, like Rudy and Donovan are both locks, and we're saying AD, Paul George, and Dame are locks, that leaves two spots. Are we saying Devin Booker's a lock?
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
I think he's a lock.
Devin Booker's in.
Disappointing season, man.
Devin Booker's in. Quit playing.
So this is another debate.
Devin Booker over Mike Conley?
Who's more deserving, Chris Paul or Devin Booker?
No, listen, Chris Paul's going over with AD on a sit-out. Quit playing. He's going to be the shoe-in for that.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Nice little, give the old head.
And the last
give
spot.
The old head the last spot. Yeah.
Exactly. And the last spot is Zion, bro.
See, I want Mike Conley to get in.
There we go.
I mean, I do too, but I just don't
listen,
think it's going
to
happen.
I want it to stop
either.
Snowing in New York. Quit playing.
So if we're saying Book is a lock, then that means one spot left based on what we've said, right? One spot left for DeMar DeRozan, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, Chris Paul, Mike Conley. You could stretch it out to like include like, I don't know, Draymond, Ja, De'Aaron, Christian Wood, like, but that seems like a stretch. So I think we can cut off at Conley, right? Like DeRozan, Zion, CP3, Brandon Ingram, Mike Conley.
Probably gonna be Zion.
It probably will be Zion. I think it should be DeRozan. I think he's had the best season out of all those dudes.
Shouts to my man Debo, by the way. You know what I'm saying? He just lost
I would
his
love
pop.
To see DeRozan, you know what I mean? In
there.
He's
been so good, and that Spurs team is good. Like, they're
and he's their point guard now.
Yeah.
But like, also, that's, he's played
that's so
power
Ill
forward.
That he just
that
changed
point yeah.
four.
Oh, yeah. He's freaking playing four, like position. 1-4. Yeah, he's been incredible for them. So
anything Pops asks of him, DeMar's not complained. He's done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And definitely should be rewarded for it.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how it works.
But I'm with you. I think Zion may.
I see Zion gets in. Yeah.
Or Zion replaces AD. Could also be that.
That's fair too.
I would probably
just see Chris Paul in it.
I mean, like over Mike Conley, just based off of just individually, like this is the All-Star game, right? Like individually, he's had a damn, like he's been damn near unstoppable for three, 4 weeks now.
Mike Conley is our version of Rod Strickland. He's just not going to get in, bro. You're nice. You know what I mean? We're not taking anything
Rod
from
Strickland,
you, but
who
just going to be always looking on the outside.
Mike
end.
Bibby, who begat Mike Conley, right? Like, it's just like there's always a point guard in
it.
It
is
era.
What it is. Those are the cards that you dealt.
I think this is a chance for Conley, though, because nobody blows you away in that spot. It's not like some years where whoever is the last, second to last All-Star is like an overwhelming pick. If you're looking at Zion, he's been incredible. He's been super efficient scoring, but the defense just isn't there. If you're looking at Chris Paul, Devin Booker, they've both been really good, but like not incredible.
And
Conley's been really good on the best team in the league. And
they're not getting three.
He's right there. I don't think he'll get in it, but he's right there. He's in the conversation again.
Nah, respectably, he's always been right there. He's always been looking over the wall. Let my man in.
Zion's shooting 62% from the field.
Yeah, he's a joke.
Yo, say that again one more time. One more time for me.
62%.
Well, I mean, wait,
62.
Did I say this already?
I'm surprised it's that low.
On radio this week. Right. Well, he's on pace to be the only second-year player in NBA history to average 24, at least 24 points with at least 60% from the field. Like, no one, literally no one's ever done that as a second-year player. Shaq came close. He was like 59.8% or something like that. But that's it. Like, from a production standpoint, it's historic what he's doing in his second season. And if you think about it, like, he played, what, like 20 games last year? So we didn't really have a true rookie season. Like, it's pretty special.
He's big Steph Curry.
True shooting at 66%.
Yeah, he's big Steph Curry. I mean, it's just, and he gets the stuff.
Big Steph
Curry. You know, he's incredible to watch because he just finds points that aren't there. Like today, he had in the game against the Celtics, you know, he had a couple of offensive rebounds. It was very Charles Barkley-like. You know, get a tip, miss. Get a tip, miss. Get possession, got the bucket. And he just does that constantly. I mean, he's just all over the place.
Yo, and he went up for a shot inside, and Tice just bounced off him. Tice
rarely run plays for him, and you know, he's able to do this stuff. You know, just wait until they actually figure out how to use him. It's going to be nuts.
It's been fun to watch.
He's going
to
break records.
It's been fun to watch them kind of unleash him as a point guard. Like, I see him kind of being like a Giannis type one day, where like you can run offense through him and have him be your initiator. And it's just going to be devastating for guys. Like, he bowled over Tristan Thompson. Like, Tristan Thompson was a little point guard. I also want to point out that I got crushed last week for comparing the Hawks to the Jazz, and this man just compares Zion Williamson to Stephen Curry.
Well,
yeah, but here's the difference, Jay. Here's the difference, is I didn't create an article about Zion this coming week just to shit on your comparison. Which is what I did with the Jazz article last week. It was strictly based off.
I didn't read this comparison
that Jay King did, and I need to eviscerate it.
Damn.
Yeah, but Jay, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just messing around so much, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. But that's why I didn't get shit on, because you got it. The Hawks thing, nobody got. I'm kidding.
Agree to disagree, baby. I got it.
How sick is Chris Paul going to be if he's the one that got this All-Star game to happen and then he doesn't get selected?
I mean,
he almost has to get selected.
I feel
right?
like players, like, they want to be selected to this, but they don't want to actually go.
But he's the reason we're having the All-Star game. He got the union to, like, push this through.
I guess, but at the time, do you think he was like, I'm definitely going to be in this All-Star game? Or was he thinking, there's a pretty good chance I won't be?
I think this is like when he had that with part of the last CBA negotiation. It was like, oh, by the way, these old guys can really get paid. I wonder why when 36-year-old Chris Paul is the president of the union, right?
Yeah, I've on a different, slightly different note, I've really appreciated like this chapter of his career where he went from being the guy on teams that always bickered with each other to being the superstar veteran leader who goes into young squads and just gives the voice of reason that everyone follows, and he just makes teams way better.
Well, am I off on this, Trey? But I feel like he's always had that in the first year in a new situation.
No, you're not off.
First year's always the honeymoon, and then it's like, by the way, this guy complains to us a lot. This guy is on me constantly. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. No, it's a handful for sure.
And so I kind of like the idea though, Jay, of him being a mercenary, right? Of him finding a new team every year throughout the rest of his career, just so we can always have the honeymoon. We go out on it. Cause we got to a point where, you know, some people were questioning, like, is he an all time great point guard and all this stuff. I'm like, come on, man, this dude's so good.
He didn't win a championship.
That's what I wanted LeBron to do in 2014. Just never sign more than 1 year deal ever. Oh, my God. Just 1 year deals ever for the rest of time.
That would have been great.
I think that would be amazing. Just taking a different franchise every year. Like,
Russell Westbrook, think the Pistons aren't good anymore? Let's go.
Have you guys seen that Russell Westbrook is like second on the Wizards all-time list already for triple-doubles? I think he only needs 7 more triple-doubles to be first.
What?
And I want to just see him embrace that. And for the rest of his career, just go around and be the triple-double king.
Listen, give my man love. Get my man love when you do it too. You know what I'm saying? Fix the mouse that all slandered.
Triple double king.
To this point, you know what I mean? He is the king. You know what I mean? He has embodied that. Because I remember at one point in time when LeBron first came into the league, he said, oh, it's a possibility for him to average a triple-double a season. You know what I mean? And people were like, oh, I don't think that's ever going to happen. And Hus Westside did it. You know what I'm saying? And did it great. So, obviously, you either ride or die with Russ. But, man, I can't wait for him to do it, man. I'm super proud of that dude.
Well, in hindsight, it makes me think LeBron probably could average a triple-double for his entire career. I mean, he was right there. I think that, you know, seeing a guy Russ's size do it and
he's
knowing
not a
the
scorer,
gifts,
though. He's not a scorer.
Not even a scorer.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't score enough.
Yeah,
I forgot.
A guy who, God, you know, never really been points. A scorer.
Yeah.
It's amazing how he just really, lucked into
he's
him.
He's seven behind Daryl Walker for the Wizards.
It's amazing.
Now, all right, now I got to see other teams he could go to where it wouldn't take that long to break this record.
Yeah, I want to track that for the rest of the season. That's really what I'm looking forward to for the rest of this year.
Just with the Wizards, right? This isn't like
No. Okay.
No, number one's still Danny Green.
Yeah.
Number two
yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Danny Green's about to win another ring. I mean, look, Philly looks good when they're at full health and Simmons and Embiid are playing like this.
There's a difference between they look good and he's about to win another ring.
He's about to win another ring.
Let me speak this into existence. I did it last year for him.
All right.
It wasn't LeBron, it was me.
It was Dave DeFore 1, LeBron
That's right.
2.
That's right.
Russo 3. All right. So we think Zion is the last guy in. Let's go around the table just to make it official. Waz, who do you think is the last dude in the West?
I think it's Zion.
Okay. Trey, you think it's Zion?
Absolutely.
Jay?
Yeah, I think that's a lock.
That's a lock. Jay, you going to sweep it?
I think he will get in. I didn't have him on my team.
I think injury replacement.
You hate no. Because I think Chris Paul and Devin Booker both
fun
deserve
police.
To be,
That's what you
be
are.
In it. And I think DeMar DeRozan deserves to be in it. Like those guys to me have been better than Zion. I think Zion has been spectacular offensively. He's been a joke. But I think defensively he just has so many strides to make that I don't think he's outplayed those guys. And I get the people who want to see him in the All-Star game. I get the argument for him that he's been an absolute force inside, that he's basically unstoppable already. But I just think those guys, all around wise, have played better than Zion has this season. And it's close. It's not like a huge – I won't be sitting there pissed off if Zion gets in the game. I'll be happy. I'd much rather see Zion than any of those guys in the All-Star game. But – I just think they've been a cut above him.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan? What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals, and show you hidden allies so that you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/NBAshow23. That's linkedin.com/NBA Show 23 for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/NBA Show 23 and get started. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Yeah, I think DeRozan or Chris Paul get in ahead of him, but I think Zion makes it replace an AD. I think that's what's going to happen. All right, Eastern Conference. Beal, Kyrie, Giannis, Embiid, and KD are the East starters. And so here, these are the guys I have as locks as the reserves. And let me know if you disagree. James Harden.
Mm-hmm. Lock.
Jaylen Brown.
Lock. 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 For sure.
Ben Simmons.
Lock. Lock. Yep.
Domantas Sabonis.
I don't know about lock there. He's not on my roster. Well,
no.
What about a front court?
He's not on my roster either.
Wow. All right.
The East is actually tougher than the West this year.
Yeah, it's tough to find 12 guys that you think should be all-stars. I agree. Bam Adebayo?
I got Bam.
I don't have him in there, but he should be.
I have him on my team.
I think Bam is more of a lock than Sabonis.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I'm shocked.
You got Chris Middleton?
An easy one. As a lock? No, I don't have him as a lock.
Oh, I would have picked him as a starter.
I don't have Chris Middleton even on my list. But go ahead.
All right. So then here are the possibilities for reserves. Sabonis, Trae Young, Miles Turner, yep. Chris Middleton, nope. Zach LaVine,
yep.
Pascal Siakam,
nope.
Fred VanVleet,
nope.
Gordon Hayward,
no. Nope.
That's a mistake on my part, actually. That's an oversight. Yes, Gordon Hayward probably should make the All-Star team.
I mean, his numbers are there.
I'm not mad at it. Like, I do see that. Gordon Hayward, and then also Sabonis definitely can get the nod, but they're not on my list.
Julius Randle.
The East is really tough. Yep. Yeah, Julius Randle.
Yep.
You got Vooch.
You heard me? Yep.
Nikola Vucevic.
I mean, he probably ought to be. Like, the East is actually going to have real snubs.
A lot of real snubs.
Out of the guys you just named.
And I'll add Jeremy Grant to the mix as well.
Out of the guys you just named.
I like Jeremy Grant.
I would have Trae Young in there. I would have Julius Randle in there. I would definitely have Zach LaVine in there. And I'd probably Chris Middleton, man. Like, you know.
So here's the tricky part, though, is if we're saying Harden, Brown, and Ben Simmons are locks,
mm-hmm.
those are all guards.
Mm.
Which means you get one more guard in the mix. Because it goes two front court, or it goes two guards, three front court, two wild cards. But you've always used up one of the wild card spots on Ben Simmons or Jaylen Brown or James Harden, whichever one, you know. So that's the tricky part in trying to come up with this based on what the rules are.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going Indiana, guys, y'all know me. I'm always Miles Turner over Sabonis all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Should either of them be in the game?
This feels that's like crazy. Something's happening here. This feels like something's happening here.
We just trying to reclaim the narrative, man, this summer where everybody tried to act like Miles Turner was trash and wouldn't give up anything for him. To the point where...
He's not trash.
I mean, OKC freaking traded for Steven Adams, bro. I mean, not OKC, listen, New
he
Orleans,
not, he
bro.
Not better than Sabonis, though. Let's relax.
Yeah, Sabonis. I'm not buying it.
He's
definitely better than Miles Turner. Miles Turner's good.
I like black people, but no.
Miles Turner was at one point.
Quit playing with yourself.
Agree to disagree.
Boy.
Agree to disagree.
Hey, go ahead and buy some of his Kobe 6Ps too, man. Sabonis, boy. He driving that ship.
Relax.
We're not riding that Miles Turner wave.
I love the energy Trey's brought lately. He's going at people's necks the last few weeks.
That's good. We need some spice here.
I'm chilling. I don't know if it's because New Yorkers being rude to me and I have to be rude back.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. At the end of the day,
you're becoming an East Coast guy.
Hey.
It's the black ice that's getting to
me. There you go. That's my nickname, Black Ice now. But nah, I mean, obviously, you know, my man Jay told me to, you know, turn it up a little bit. So I've been turning it up. And this has been fun, obviously, talking with my guys.
I love it.
It's a very controversial topic.
Right. Well, let me throw this out there. If we're saying that Harden, Jaylen Brown, and Ben Simmons are locks and you only get one guard spot left, is it Trae Young or is it Zach LaVine for you?
I think Trae Young beats him out because...
Yeah.
Because he's already been an all-star and he has a signature right. sneaker, but right. I'm riding if Zach LaVine doesn't go because he's just playing like a madman.
Yeah, his season, it merits the spot. You know what I'm saying? I think Trae Young is a better player, but you know, the Hawks season has been so uneven because of the injuries and Trae Young's season, he started off pretty, you know what I mean?
We had that weird stretch of like six games where he lost his smile, you know?
Right.
He lost his smile and hair.
That was happening with basketball well, too.
So I'll probably go Zach LaVine, man.
I'm with you. Zach LaVine is cool.
And I love Trae Young as a player.
Look, if we're going fun, I think Zach LaVine is one of the most fun guys in the league right now. I mean, him at the end of games, I'm not saying he's on Damian Lillard's level. Exactly. But you certainly start to sit up in your seat a little bit when Zach LaVine's involved at the end of a close game, right?
Man. He's killing.
And I think that, you know, just like Waz said, you look at this season, you know, if I was going over things from this season that I would talk about, let's just say like positive things. Zach LaVine is one of them for sure. It's going to come up because he's been insane for a team that has needed a guy 40, of that
43%
level.
43% on threes on 8 attempts.
Yeah, man.
The game.
And Zach just LaVine about 52% on field goals too. He's been ridiculous.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. He's having a crazy year. He got to be in there. Even over Trae T.O.
Wow. Wow.
I like that nickname, by the way. That was very witty of you.
He didn't come up with that.
I stole it from Phillip Serena. They say that at
you
the...
You have a few...
They say
you
it
stole
at the...
On
the
I stole take it. That
I straight stole it. They say it at
I was
going to
say, you have a future in copywriting. But since you stole it, it doesn't count.
Exec.
It
the
doesn't
big
count.
Ad exec. Ooh, I love it. Oh,
God. The big ad BB.
The big madman.
The big madman is crazy.
All right. So for the front court, how do we think that shakes out? If the guards are probably Harden, Brown, Ben Simmons, and just we'll say either Trae Young or Zach LaVine, then the front court is. It sounds like everyone's got Julius Randle.
I didn't have Julius Randle.
Yeah. I mean, I have him, but I don't think, you know, I think it's going to be one of those complaints. That it was a robbery. He's the snub guy, honestly. Mm. He's on the cusp.
Oh, man. Can you imagine him. New York if Julius Randle doesn't make
it? Yeah, he's probably... I could see Sabonis getting picked ahead of him.
Well, I mean, Sabonis has been better. I think Julius should get in, but Sabonis has been better. Like, Sabonis, to me, it's crazy that you guys didn't think he was a lock. Like, he's the only thing propping up that team. In the times where they're bad, and he's like their go to guy at the end of games.
Miles Turner's 3.5 blocks a game is not doing that for the team.
Didn't he break his wrist at one point or hurt his thumb or something like that? Like Sabonis is just better.
Yeah,
like Turner's been really good, but he's also shooting 32% from three for a guy that stretches the floor.
Not great.
Sabonis putting up 21, 11, and 5. Like, those are KG numbers.
That's what Julius Randle's 23,
11,
and 5.
Those are Julius Randle numbers.
I mean, all right. So if we're going to make the argument, all right. So Nikola Vucevic is basically a one-man band in Orlando.
He's not getting in. He's not getting in my all-star game.
24, 12, shooting 40% from three.
Never.
Right. Well, so to me, my front court would be Randle, Sabonis, Bam. But then that leaves Middleton out. That leaves Vucevic out. But those would be my three.
Is Tatum not even
an
option for you?
I wouldn't be shocked.
I think Tatum missed too much time, maybe, right? Or am I overestimating that?
Nah, I think Tatum gets in before Brown, if anything, wildly. But overall, how do we pick?
I guess with he only bad missed like records? 5-6 games.
How do we pick with bad records and miss games? Like, how does that so much make it like, you know? Because there's a lot of guys that missed on this list.
Oh man, yeah, Tatum. Well, no, and also coaches love Tatum, so I think Tatum.
Gets and he it. Only missed 5 games. Like it wasn't. Crazy.
Yeah, he only missed 5. I was thinking 8 or 9. Yeah.
I think whether you miss games or not and your points per game is high and you've already been a consecutive all-star, you're in.
Yeah.
You just get the school in, the shoe in. Because it reminds me of when
you get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, wait. Does Westbrook he have a signature shoe? Because that would have been the tiebreaker, right?
Tatum.
Yeah. Yes.
Tatum. Tatum's up next. He's up next with Jumpman. Yes.
There you go. So.
Yes, he's up next. Him. There you go. So he might get that nod. There you go.
My front court was Tatum, Adebayo, and I thought Simmons was a front court guy, so I didn't have a third front court guy.
I'm pretty sure he's listed as a guard in the voting.
Yeah, that screws things up because so many of these dudes are guards.
Right.
So maybe Sabonis? Waz pukes at that.
Yeah, I think Sabonis, Tatum, and then Julius Randle.
I think he's going to get in again. Same thing that Trey said. He's established himself kind of as an all-star just by making it last year. And, you know, he has been the best player on the team this year. Guys missing a ton of time who are supposed to be important, you know, pieces for them, like TJ Warren, et cetera, et cetera. So I get it. I get it. I just have a... I don't know.
Sorry, we know what it is.
I get it.
He doesn't want Vucevic on the team. He doesn't want Sabonis.
Doesn't want Gordon, his guy. His guy Gordy.
the same color is a different pigmentation. I get it, bro. Come on. The pigment, bro. Shout out to my low calorie guys, man. Less vitamin D, man.
Wow. All right. I think we figured out the All-Star game.
Yeah,
I don't think we agreed on anything, but I think we figured it out. Yeah,
we solved it. Before, Elam ending is the most important part. Right? They kept
that. Hey, I got a problem with that. By the way, I like the Elam ending. Can we stop like doing a dedication to Kobe every time? Just name it the Kobe Bryant. You know, style or whatever, and let's move on versus another dedication. Are we going to do dedication every year?
Or just call it the Elam ending. I mean, 24 points, it honestly, like, it kind of works if you want a really fast-paced quarter. So that's
just
not a bad
call it the
number.
Final 24 or some shit. Like, I think when you drag out celebrations, like, let the family move on. Let the fans move on. Let the players that knew Kobe move on. You don't have to do a tribute every time because you're going to suck the energy out of it. It's going to be like, we sad watching the game, bro. Like, if the MVP award is Kobe Bryant award, so be it. If the style of now how All-Star games are ran with Elam and they name it the Kobe style of scoring, great. But as a second tribute back-to-back, that's not fair, bro. Don't do that to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that, he doesn't deserve celebrations every time, but, like, people still healing from that. Like, Tyronn Lue just now start putting pictures up again. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know what?
Every day is a struggle. And I'm sure Vanessa Bryant okayed this. And that's, you know, that's the first person to give this approval to. And then everybody else follows along. But, like, I just think, like, it's just not fair to everybody.
Well, Trey, what it felt like to me was that they just copy and pasted what they had for the criteria last year. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. Which is probably not the way to go about this stuff, but like, that's what it felt like to me where I'm just like, okay, was that just the easiest way to do it? By the way, final period is just 24 added on in honor of Kobe Bryant. Like, cause I'm with you. Like, I do think at a certain point it then like feels kind of hollow to me. Like you are like I don't know why. I can't give you a good reason why it feels hollow to me, but when I saw that in the copy from the league in their press release, I was kind of like, really, we're doing this again? And not that we shouldn't, it felt like, well, we need some goodwill here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not taking away anything from Kobe. Like,
right.
No, I think that's dope.
And I'm with you. Like, name it the Kobe Bryant ending or the Kobe Bryant is the All-Star Game MVP.
But a tribute is lazy because are we going to tribute every game? Like, be consistent, if anything. Like, all right, cool. And I guess this is the consistency of doing it last year and then now. But it's the same way as celebrating COVID on the 12th of March. Like, it's coming up. Happy COVID day.
It's going to be a weird day.
What am I going to tweet? Rudy Gobert?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Am I going to do that? What are we doing? What are we doing right now? Just name the award after him. Name the style of play. And let's keep it moving. No videos. None of that other stuff. It's just weird, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, it does feel just like a forced tribute at this point. Last year was sudden, like obviously everything was sudden and they wanted to do something and they did it and it was great. It was absolutely great. But like, what are you going to feel pressure if another great star dies tragically in 20 years to like, all right, now it's his ending. Let's do what was his, you know, his jersey number. Like that's going to like, I don't really understand.
I would just like to see it be a little bit more organic than this, right? Like, watching the game last year and how serious they took the game, to me, that was more of a honoring of Kobe's legacy as a dude who played hard every single game that he was ever in, right? Like, I felt like they were honoring Kobe's legacy by being hyper-competitive. You know what I'm saying? And that felt organic and it felt real. So I just like to see guys, everybody, be more real and organic in how they want to honor Kobe's life, his legacy, his contribution to our game.
I like that Waz threw our game in there at the end.
I mean, listen, you got to think about it. He's been here, bro. If he ain't voting for the All-Stars or the MVPs or whoever it is, Waz is
Silver,
established.
Get at me. Get at me.
Listen, change the name to not Big Waz, but at NBA Waz. And we arrived. Twitter, get it ready, bro.
NBA.
Keep my man with his blue chair.
Waz
NBA,
for sure.
All right.
That's the new rebrand.
One last thing before we go. The Anthony Edwards dunk the other night was...
I'm going to buy the posters, Zach.
Yeah, I just tried to whistle and I couldn't.
I am getting the print.
I was trying to figure out what the hell that was, Jay.
I thought I could whistle, but that shit didn't work.
Wait. Can you whistle?
That sounded like a tumbleweed.
Yeah, I thought he was just like oh, in this Microsoft is a boring topic.
You know, I swear to God, I thought I could whistle. And then
that was a tumbleweed in Microsoft Paint for sure. Me.
Jay, have you ever whistled?
I thought I could whistle, man, until just now.
That doesn't answer my question. This feels like a no. Did you just thought for the first time?
I feel like I've whistled before, but I'm not sure. But I'm no longer confident in that.
Check to whistle?
Jay, make sure your girl never hear you whistle, fam, because you might be cooked out here if that would have happened, bro.
Yo, that was nice.
That's crazy. Hey, bragging about your whistle is crazy. You blowing on the
whistle
mic in front of me.
While
men.
You twerk.
Hey, he really blowing on the mic in front of me.
Anyway,
hey,
Anthony
you guys,
Edwards
man,
the other night
for real.
Dunked all over a young Raptors reserve in just...
But he had 7 points.
Doesn't matter what his
name
is.
Which, by the way, I should say, over at The Athletic, Eric Kareen wrote a really great profile of Yuta Watanabe. If you want to know about the guy who got murdered by Anthony Edwards.
Right. Yeah, it is really, really good. That was the thing. So, first of all, of course, you're going to get the people who are like, you're like, well, at least he was there to be dunked on. It's okay. That's still not good defense, dude. Like, if you're late on a rotation, it's not good defense.
Nope.
It's I guess a valiant effort, but a poor effort nonetheless.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean,
we can stop with any of that.
Yeah, you can die valiantly too, right? Like, doesn't necessarily mean it's a smart move or the right move.
Exactly.
Hey, so here's the thing, man. This is what I got for it, right? Didn't play the best game that he wanted to play. But that's not on him. He didn't go outside and show the highlight. He didn't go post the poster. It's for the fans.
Right,
let the fans control the narrative.
It reminds
me. We loved it.
It reminds me.
I like my
of
fun
the
in basketball.
Okay. I'm all in on LaMelo, baby.
I like that lob right there.
Jay, how'd you feel about that Anthony Edwards dunk?
It was incredible. It was ridiculous. The best part to me was how like he fell and was like kind of straddling Watanabe, and it was like, it was just, he had conquered him.
Insult
he had conquered
injury.
The man. And then he got up and was just like, there was just a smile on his face. It was incredible. And I love,
that was my favorite part, Jay. Yeah. His reaction. Like, he looked like he was legitimately surprised at what he had just did. Like, he looked up the, like, wait, did that just happen?
Yeah, he just enjoyed it. There's something fun about Anthony Edwards. Like, he just enjoys basketball a lot, it seems like, especially for a guy who said before the draft that he didn't like basketball. He loves it, man. At least he loves doing stuff like that. And,
you know, the guy is just good at everything, right? Like, every single sport. And he chose basketball. And it doesn't mean he can't like other stuff. I really want to see the discourse about Anthony Edwards, that part of it, just go away. The guy is really good. I mean, he's a rookie, so he's not great. But he's really good. And this whole thing where he doesn't – guy seemed like he loves everything. That's one of the things that I really love about him. He's always smiling. Ricky Rubio apparently was really down and out, and Anthony Edwards was the guy he credited for pulling him out of that. You know how cool you have to be to cheer up Ricky Rubio?
Yeah, he's always happy.
Anthony Edwards is the best. I love him.
The best thing about dunks is, like, it doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter what's going on in the game. It doesn't matter the scoreboard, anything like that, the opponent. You can have a dunk that's just incredible, and it's just memorable, and no one will ever forget it. Vince Carter, nobody would know Frederick Weiss if it wasn't for Vince Carter. Like, that happened in an international game. Nobody knows a score. Nobody cares a score. Nobody cares about the situation. It was just a dunk that everyone watched and was amazed by, and this Edwards one was the same thing. And I fear that Watanabe is going to be known more for that dunk than whatever he does the rest of his career.
I think, like, well, obviously there were some reactions of, yeah, but he scored this, right? Or he shot this way. And I do really hate that mentality because I think it plays into one criticism of the media. I find most criticisms of sports media to be kind of tired, right? And the whole generalizing thing is kind of weak. But the one thing that I do kind of worry about when it comes to the criticism of sports media is the idea that, like, trying to find ways to, like, shit on things, right? Like, manufacturing ways to shit on things. And, like, in a fun, pure moment. And also, like, the Raptors had a super corny tweet after, like, wins greater than dunks. It's like, you're 15-15. Calm the fuck down. Okay. Like, you barely beat a horrible Timberwolves team and scored 86 points on one of the worst defenses also in the league. Like, I'd maybe calm down on this shit talking here.
Yeah. And you just mentioned it. I mean, the Timberwolves are bad, man. And they've had a bad year. I mean, not just on the court, off the court, too. All the stuff with Carl Anthony Towns. It's like, man, can they not just have one fucking moment where it's just fun?
John Krasinski wrote an awesome piece about that.
Oh, so good.
It was good.
You definitely should
such incredible writing. But basically, he said the same thing. Like, Wolves fans have been through a lot. They have been through a lot. They have been through a lot of bad games. And the people who keep watching, they do it for moments like that. Because every once in a while, the game leaves them with an awesome feeling. And they get to experience a dunk like that, a moment like that. And that, as fans, like, that's what you're in it for.
And especially, but, you know, very important to note, though. Very important to note, Zach. He got shots up after the game.
I mean, this post-game propaganda. I regret mentioning this. When did I mention this? Like, second week of the season? Because I get tweets every day about it. Because it's happening every day. And you know why? No, like, NBA players work insanely hard on their games. Yeah. But the reason this is happening this year after games is because they can't go anywhere because there's a pandemic. They're not allowed to.
Exactly. Right. It's boredom. It's not like all these guys suddenly are like, oh, man, I got to work extra. It's like, well, I'm not really doing anything else. I might as well get some free throws up.
Covering a team, quit saying, like, man, this guy just wants it. Like, I think this guy wants to go out, but he can't.
Unseen hours as I photograph them and tweet about them.
Trey, Jabari Parker is out there every single night after because they won't play him.
I love it, bro. I love it, bro. It's for the love of the game. But nothing else to do anyway, bro.
Right. Well, I think that's like, you know, when a guy plays, so he's like, oh, they're showcasing him for a trade. I think that's his only way of showcasing himself right now is reminding people, like, hey, by the way, I'm on this team. Someone please trade for me. I want to play.
Yeah, for sure. He basically don't have, he should just ask to go to the G League like Dennis Smith Jr. did. Yeah. And they'll trade him. Yeah, that's your only way out.
Oh my God. Yeah, oh my God. This post game probably.
He deserves better though, man.
You're right. Anthony Edwards got some shots up after the game. He wants it more, guys.
And dance with his dog on Instagram. That was news too.
See, that's the other thing. Yeah. I love this guy, man. Yo, I'm all in on Anthony Edwards. And I do think, like, based on some of the interviews I've seen since he became a Timberwolf, like, I kind of think he's just was fucking with people when he said he doesn't like basketball that much. He's a guy that, like, it's kind of says weird things just to, like, see what reaction he gets. I think he kind of just messes with people.
Yeah, he seems to be a curious guy, right?
Yeah, through like 27 or however many games he's played so far of just miserable basketball because it's the Timberwolves, like he seems to be having fun out there and to really enjoy himself. And then he put his crotch on Yuta's chest and dunked all over him, and he seemed to be having a pretty good moment that night.
He does things every game that it's like, whoa.
Yeah,
that dude's got some rare stuff to him.
Yeah, and I think with him too, like he's a guy that he's trying to learn how to draw fouls. Like you could tell he's going in for contact and he's not getting calls because sometimes it's just not a foul. And I think sometimes like he's a rookie. You gotta earn that stuff. But I think once he figures out how to get to the free throw line more consistently, like that athleticism now just becomes an incredible weapon for him.
He's so athletic that he's one of those guys. I cannot help but think, what would he look like in another sport, right? Like what would it look like if he was a wide receiver? He'd be in the NFL.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse. I mean, soccer.
Waz doesn't like soccer. Lacrosse.
He would
players.
Just be insane, right? Like this guy has that kind of athleticism, you know.
And, I don't like dudes from Long Island. You're right, exactly.
But you know, there's a lot of guys. There are a lot of really great athletes in the NBA. There's a lot of great basketball athletes in the NBA. But Anthony Edwards is on the short list, I think, already of the best, like just overall athletes in the league. And you can see it with some of the stuff he's trying to do. That was a good point you made there, Zach, trying to draw fouls. I mean, he really is kind of learning how to use his body in the NBA on a bad team. And that's hard, dude. And especially without Karl-Anthony Towns out there for a lot of the season, I think he looks okay. I mean, he's going to come around and maybe he's not going to be a 1A type player, but I don't know. I'm going to have fun watching him. I know that.
Yeah, I think he's crazy fun. I think he'll figure something out. This like he may end up having a bad rookie year, but I think he's going to be a monster, not a number one guy, but a monster in the future when it comes to scoring. I think he's impressive. Put him in the dunk contest or don't. I don't know if they should expose him to Atlanta.
No, if that's a good idea. By the way, one last point about that dunk. Aaron Baines, not the one contesting and getting dunked on. Just a few feet away. How happy was he probably looking on like, for the first time in my life, wasn't me.
I also like that there's a shot of it from the baseline where it looks like, and I think he's just celebrating the play, but it does look like Malik Beasley is calling for the ball from
you know,
like 25 feet away.
Aaron Baines being there to be the spirit guide for Yuta as he guides him through the underworld since Anthony Edwards buried him. Just very, very nice. That's a big time teammate move there by Aaron Baines.
I like to think, too, that he just, like, he saw Anthony Edwards coming and was like, you to rotate. He didn't want to be the guy this time.
Well, he's seen that movie too many times.
He's started that movie way too many times. All right, that's going to do it for the Basketball's edition of the Athletic NBA Show podcast on the Athletic Podcast Network. Make sure you subscribe to the Athletic. Make sure you're rating and reviewing, giving 5 stars to this podcast. If you don't want to hear the ads, subscribe to the Athletic. You get all the podcasts without the ads. Plus, you get the incredible and best coverage of sports on the internet at theathletic.com. For Jay, for Dave, for Waz, for Trey, for Jade, I'm Zach. Keep it locked in on the Athletic.
Join us this Saturday for an all-new episode of The Athletic NBA Show. Saturday Slam and Jam, hosted by me, Andrew Schlecht. I'll be joined by my co-hosts Alex Spears and many of the Athletic beat writers that you know and love. We will recap the week of the NBA, play some NBA trivia, and just overall talk about the league that we love most. So while you're flipping your flapjacks, tending to your yard, or just sipping your coffee on Saturday morning, listen to Saturday Slam and Jam on the Athletic NBA Show.